Hello, this is Sofa from SafeXWeb.net, and welcome to another exciting edition of SafeXWeb News, brought to you in association with the Havoc Radio. I'd like to tell you about some of the new things that's happening over at SafeXWeb. First of all, we've upgraded our forums. We had some problems in the past, and now we support loads of features, so it's well worth checking out. So if you're looking for like-minded people to discuss programming, game design, the demo scene, or even just talk about nothing, then I suggest you go over there, join in. It's just great fun. Some other things happening. We're in the middle of setting up a cooperation with various websites to provide extra content for the site. We already offer plenty of programming content, so what we like to do is add content for, say, graphics, sound, textures, 3D models, and we've been talking to a few people, and we're trying to get a cooperation set up so you can have all the content in one site. So hopefully there'll be news about that on the next issue. Now onto the code news. First of all, if anyone remembers Peter Dalton, great website, full of OpenGL and DirectX goodies, all with full source code, absolutely brilliant. If anyone remembers his BSP demo, I certainly do. I downloaded it and tried it out, but unfortunately it didn't work on my GeForce 2. But he's released a new version, and this one actually works on my GeForce, so that's pretty good. The new demo includes PVS information to limit the number of polygons rendered. It's possible to see the portals used to generate the PVS. Support's been added for sound effects and builds upon the game library he's been developing. Bearing in mind, it comes with full source code and pre-compiled binaries, you just want to see it in action. So I suggest you go and check that out. Yeah, I'm not going to read the URL out, it's way too long. In fact, I'm not going to read any of the URLs out. So you best just wait till the end of the show and surf on over to the Havoc. And all the URLs will be online. Now, next bit of news, it's regarding Sony, where they've integrated Java into the PlayStation 2, which is quite cool actually, because basically it means the PlayStation 2 has the ability to download new applications dynamically off the internet, and so PlayStation 2 owners will be able to access millions of Java applets and applications, which is great, I think. Our next bit of news is regarding Milkshape 3D ASCII Model Loader and Renderer. Scott Hilbert posted a source code recently, and this is what he wrote. This is a raw, ready-to-use C++ code to load and render a Milkshape ASCII model file with DirectX 8. Simply call create model from file, and you have a point to the file and render all you want. Sounds cool. But I believe there's no animation supported, and well, it's pretty simple code, so if you wish to use that in your current project, there's certainly room for expansion there, so I'll go check that out. It seems we're having a good month for demo sources. We have just two new sources from Theon, the demo group Theon. They release sources of their winning demos. The first one's called Dream, which was released at Fiasco 99, and Expiration, which was released at Fiasco 2000, which is very, very cool, which uses OpenGL, I think. That's definitely worth checking out, definitely. While we're talking about sources, where Freestylers have released a full source code to their winning 4K entry at Dialogos 2000. Certainly a cool little intro, featuring some forward kinetics. If you wish to recompile it, you'll need MASM 5 or higher. While we're talking about source codes, we have a little poll running over at CFX Web, which has been running for some time now, and we're just curious to, are sources bad? Are they good? What do people do with them? Do they learn from them, or do they copy, or do they just rip the whole thing and pass it off as their own? Who knows? We'd like to give your opinion if source is bad. Just surf on over to the site. The poll's there. Just one click and You can see the current votes and comments. GameDev.net has launched a new design and layout for their website, which is fantastic, I must say. A snippet from the press release. GameDev.net, the leading internet resource for game development, has launched a redesign of its website with the goal of providing game developers fast access to its resources through an integrated system of books, articles, links, and message forums. Nihi, I think you all know who he is, they're very famous for his OpenGL tutorials, has posted a new tutorial. However, this one's game programming, which is the second in the series. This one covers matrices, the author comments. This tutorial is theory, maths, and more theory. In this tutorial, we will create two very useful classes. These classes are for use with a wrapper from lesson one. One class is for vectors and the other is for 4x4 matrices. So if you're a newbie to C++ and to matrix maths, then it's certainly worth checking out. Now this is great news. GCC version 3 has been released. The GNU project team announced the release, and according to the site, it has several new optimizations, new targets, new languages in fact, and lots and lots of features. Too many to list here, so I've included a link to the feature list in this issue, so once you get hold of this, I'll recommend checking it out. And NVIDIA have released the results for the contest they've been running over the past few months. The shader contest recently held in cooperation with NVIDIA and Discrete, that's the makers of 3D Max, came to a close last week, and the results are out. The various winners won GeForce 3s and copies of 3D Max, which is quite cool, all my winning GeForce 3. But not only that, they've made the entries available for download, which is absolutely cool, because if anyone remembers the contest, you had to create various shaders in Max, and there's some absolutely brilliant shaders. I mean, the Fluffy Bunny just says it all, which was the winner. It's absolute beauty. So there's a pack of 25 new shaders with full source code, which are available for the NVFX Browser 5. So if you downloaded that recently, you can just check out the shaders basically, and you know, hopefully you can use them in or modify them, or learn from them in fact, which is even better. And then you'll pick up a game or demo or whatever. Other stuff from NVIDIA includes NVLink version 2.1, which is a great tool for automatically generating vertex shaders, so you can specify lights, text gen modes, bones, and basically it automatically creates a vertex shader, which is fully optimized of course. I believe the new version contains bug fixes and has better documentation, so certainly worth checking out. And another thing, there's a new document entitled OpenGL Vertex Programming Cheat Sheet, which has been reposted, which is an updated version of the paper from the OpenGL SDK. And a new feature article from Flipkode, entitled The 2D Guide to DirectX 8 Graphics, written by Jay Watkins. This article basically explains how to set up a basic 2D rendering framework and get it running with the DirectX 8 API. If you haven't used the DirectX 8, basically DirectDraw and Direct3D were merged, so it was a bit tricky to get 2D stuff up and running. But certainly a nice article, complete with source code. Check it out, it's great. And while we're on the topic of DirectX programming, there's a site absolutely packed with DirectX tutorials, which is aimed at the beginner, from the very basics to using the Direct3DX library. All the tutorials have come with source code. Great stuff there, worth checking out. And a new topic from Ask Midnight over Flipkode. Adam Ward asked how to plot a 3D point onto a 2D screen. Yes, very trivial, yes, but it's a common question for anyone new to 3D. And as always, Midnight has a wonderful response, well explained and documented. So if you're starting out in 3D, surfing over, and definitely check that out. And if anyone remembers the game, Snock, recently CivicsWeb, well, several months ago in fact, we released various game design documents. And only last week, the author informed us that a final version of the game had been released. If you don't know what Snock is, it's a very addictive 3D snakes game, which is, in fact, it's too addictive, yes. It's wasted much of my time lately. And just when, you know, things couldn't get better, you know, he releases the full game and engine sources, you know? And the source is absolutely beautiful. The game is written in OpenGL, and but I recommend that you play the game first, you know, before you check out the sources. It's fantastic, it's great. Lots of hard work went into this game. And last but not least, if anyone remembers the bass player, because I know you're all using the FMod. But anyway, if anyone remembers bass, still a very popular sound system using demos, version 1 has been released, packed with features and bug fixes and good documentation. It plays everything, basically, MP3s, waves, custom streams, all the demo scene formats, XM, IT, SVM, mod, and even has its own native MO3, which is basically an MP3 compressed mod. And all the other features such as audio, CD playback, 3D position of samples, streams, mods, supports A3D and Creative's EOX. It is free for use in freeware programs, so it's certainly worth checking out if you don't quite like FMod. Anyway, that about wraps it up for this week. It's been an interesting issue. But before I pass you back to DeathBase, if you have any news you wish to share with the scene, then I recommend you email me, which is sulfur@ukscene.org. Anything from the demo scene to game development, if you've released a brand new source or written a tutorial, then email me and I'll make sure it gets in the next issue. Anyway, thanks for listening, and I'll pass you back to DeathBase.